This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Senate has passed a bill that would renew and expand the state children's health insurance program, a bill President Bush has promised to veto. The Senate has more than enough votes for a veto override, but the House does not. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, that makes today's S-CHIP action more of a political exercise than a legislative one.
The debate comes just 4 days before the popular S-CHIP program is set to expire. It currently covers an estimated 6 million low-income children. Republicans who support President Bush say the $35 billion expansion, which would double the program's funding, is simply too big. And Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said Democrats are playing politics.
The Democrats are counting down the hours so they can tee up the election ad saying Republicans don't like kids. Meanwhile, they're using S-CHIP as a Trojan horse to sneak government-run health care into the states.
But nearly 20 Republicans in the Senate are siding with those Democrats, including conservatives like Pat Roberts of Kansas. They say the Bush administration is playing politics, too, by misrepresenting the bill.
The administration is unfortunately claiming this bill does things that the bill simply does not do. It's sort of an S-CHIP in Wonderland.
Meanwhile, the program won't expire on Sunday, no matter what happens to this bill. Lawmakers have included temporary funding for S-CHIP as part of the separate spending bill needed to keep the rest of the government running through mid-November. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.